Putting one's foot very firmly in one's mouth is an occupational hazard when you're a politician. While some politicians are famous for feeling your pain, others are a little more tone-deaf. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In the wake of the anger in India over the gang rape and death of the 23-year-old woman in Delhi, India's politicians have been all over the map. One said, just because India won its freedom at midnight, it didn't mean women could roam the streets at midnight. A Muslim organization said, co-education should be abolished. A Hindu godman said, the young woman should have told the rapists, I am weak, you are my brothers, and fallen at their feet. But the reaction that really went viral came from Abhijit Mukherjee, a newly elected member of parliament. In an interview with a Bengali television channel, he dismissed the women at protests and vigils as highly dented and painted. Mr. Mukherjee is also the Indian president's son, and the media had a field day. His own sister went on air to apologize. Her brother quickly backtracked, but too little, too late. Television host Arnab Goswami pounced, a veritable Royal Bengal tiger ripping apart a deer in the headlights.
By dented and painted women, will you please clarify what dented and painted women means?
I have already withdrawn that controversial statement, and I tendered an unconditional apology to all of them whose sentiment has been hurt. Since I have withdrawn and apologized, I think matter should end there.
No, matter will not end there. What are dented and painted women? Who are dented and painted women? The question is in the public domain. You will have to explain what you meant by dented and painted women.
I have withdrawn that statement. I have tendered apology.
No, you are not. No, that's Mr. Mukherjee, it's not going to be so easy to get away. Unfortunately.
We never did find out what a dented woman really is. But Rajyasri Sen, columnist with First Post, quickly dashed off a letter to Mr. Mukherjee, pretending to be the General Secretary of the Society of Painted and Dented Ladies of India.
First of all, I would like to state that I was most touched that you have noticed our presence in your midst. For long, we the painted and dented ladies have suffered on the fringes of society, waiting to be recognized, especially by the likes of political luminaries such as you.
Sen, her tongue as firmly in cheek as Mr. Mukherjee's foot was in his mouth, says the poor man is being deeply misunderstood.
We at the Society of Painted and Dented Ladies of India are touched, and I do use the word judiciously, that you realize that we were indeed dented by the force of the water cannons and the wallop of the policemen's sticks. Your comment is not sexist, as all the commentators on television are saying. No, no, your comment is actually an objective statement on the state of the women at the protests. We understand that you feel our pain.
Sen is joking, but now there's an actual Facebook group called the Society of Painted Dented Ladies of India. Last I checked, it had over 2,400 members. A Take Back the Night protest came with an invite that read, Come Dented and Painted. Dented and Painted has become a new entry in Samosapedia, the definitive online guide to South Asian lingo. And now Mr. Mukherjee's drubbing at the hands of Arnab Goswami is a YouTube mashup rap.
I want to know what dented and painted women means. Dented, painted.
The angry protest movement for women's safety in India has certainly found its catchphrase. Dented and painted. One only hopes the changes it brings aren't cosmetic as well. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. I'm